I'm Norman Corwin. There are tides in the affairs of men. A man, a girl, an affair, and the tide which carries them along are combined in a new play named The Better It Is, The Worse It Is, by the Canadian writer M. Charles Cohen. We begin in a minute from now.
The girl on the go. Everything she needs for beautiful eyes is in her new All Eyes kit from Maybelline. Wherever you go, you have brow pencil, liner, two shadows, and highlighter. And it's the only kit with automatic mascara, famous Ultra Lash mascara with duo taper brush. Three kits with just right shades for brownettes, blondes, and brunettes. For girls on the go, the All Eyes kit. Fine eye makeup, sensibly priced. Maybelline.
Inside a Westinghouse washer lives another little washer. It's called the hand wash agitator. It gently washes all the delicate things you'd ordinarily do by hand. It hides under the heavy-duty agitator, which handles the big 18-pound wash loads. So, between the hand wash agitator and the heavy-duty agitator, it's like having two washers in one. You can be sure, if it's Westinghouse...
Again, if you asked me.
No, I didn't. I hoped you wouldn't, but I didn't.
But don't try and kid me. Harry Heartthrob knocks over another dumb broad. I bet you've got a little book somewhere where you keep score, don't you?
I have not.
Yes, you do. You're the type. How many points for a 21-year-old, Harry? Does it count extra if she's fresh out of college?
Is that what you really think of me?
No. I think you were wonderful.
Do you?
Yes. I do. What do you tell your wife when you're out like this?
Some convenient lie. You're an out-of-town client buying my brilliant services as an architect.
Does it make you feel rotten? To lie?
Yes.
Does your wife know about you and girls?
There's not as much to know as you seem to think.
Is she jealous?
No, I don't think so.
Do you and she still...
Yes.
Am I being too nosy?
Yes.
That I won't be anymore, I promise.
What a funny girl you are.
Am I? Do I amuse you?
Yes, endlessly.
Do you like me?
Oh, yes.
I'm glad. Because I like you, too.
Well, it's early.
Yeah.
What should we do?
What do you suggest?
Well, we could go have a drink somewhere. Or take in a movie.
Is that what you really want to do?
Especially.
Well, why don't you come to my place then?
Yes, I'd like that.
You know, when you're here, seem to belong here.
I feel like I belong here when I'm here.
But you don't, do you?
No, I don't.
Feeling guilty?
Of course.
About what? About taking advantage of an innocent young girl?
More or less.
Good. I'm glad.
You're incorrigible. By the way, I won't be able to see you over the long weekend.
Oh?
We're having house guests. Relatives of my wife's from out of town.
I see. That's not just a cowardly way of telling me I'm taking up too much of your time. And you want a little break.
I am having guests. And you're not taking up too much of my time.
If you get tired of me, I want you to promise me you'll tell me.
You'll be the first to know.
You've never told me much about your home life. What happens when you come home from work? Do your dog and children rush out onto the street to meet you?
No dog, one child. She doesn't rush out to meet me anymore.
She doesn't jump into your arms and shout, "Daddy's home! Daddy's home!"
She'd be a very strange 16-year-old if she did.
16? She's 16? Not really.
Almost 17.
She's almost as...
Some things are better left unsaid.
I mean, you really are old. A lot older than I...
Yes, I am.
Never really thought much about your age before.
What else would you like to know about my home life?
Enjoy being there?
Sure, sometimes.
More than being here with me.
Different kind of experience.
Yeah, I'll bet it is.
You haven't asked me about my wife?
No.
Why?
I don't want to know about her, that's all. That way she doesn't exist, and I don't feel I'm taking anything away from anyone. I told my girlfriend about us.
Oh?
She thinks I'm a fool to go on seeing you. Do you think I should stop seeing you?
Yes. But I hope you don't.
Does your daughter go out with boys yet?
Once in a while.
She'll be grown up soon.
Mm-hmm.
Would you want her to go out with someone like you?
If you're particular about the water you drink, you'll appreciate Alhambra drinking water. Because Alhambra is always crystal clear, and it has a refreshing, delicious taste. And, of course, you can depend on Alhambra being dependable. You always get the same delicious taste, glass after glass, bottle after bottle. So if you're particular about the water you drink, why don't you drink Alhambra? Because we're particular, too.
Whitefront made a super buy-up of famous name TVs by RCA, Admiral, Zenith, and Philco. The results? Super savings. This famous make black and white portable regularly sells for $69.97. Now only $49. Select Admiral or Philco 18-inch color portables at Whitefront. Regular price is $299.97. Buy-up price, your choice for only $249. When you think of super buy-up prices on TVs, think of Whitefront.
The Marin Shakespeare Festival proudly presents Twelfth Night, Romeo and Juliet, and a musical version of The Wizard of Oz, running in repertory now to September 3rd. Season memberships are still available for $18. Single adult tickets are $3, and children and students may come for $1.50. For ticket reservations and information, call 456-1490 in San Rafael, 456-1490.
You'll flip over What's My Line.
Oh, the gentleman, Gene.
Oh,
Wild stunts, big stars, fun for all. Right here on What's My Line.
Watch the new What's My Line show every weekday at 5:30 here on 5.
Wouldn't you rather sleep on a king? Ortho's factory direct price always means the complete set. Mattress and box springs plus Ortho pack and double bonus. Always more for your money at Ortho.
It's lovely. I love it. Thank you.
I'm glad it pleases you.
I'd like to kiss you right now.
Not here.
I'll give you a special kiss later. Just for you, beautiful cat. I do love you. But that's a pretty casual thing for you. Telling girls that you love them.
I said it once before in my life, and I got married shortly afterward. Believe it or not.
I believe you.
Look. If I tell you something, will you promise not to get paranoid?
No, but tell me anyway.
We're going to have to start taking it a little easy for a while.
Look, if you want to get rid of me...
I'm running out of excuses for being out so often.
Is that what this little bauble is all about? Just a bribe to get you off the hook?
The two events are not connected. Look, try and be a little reasonable.
Well, why should I be reasonable? There's nothing reasonable about this whole situation. I'm sick of it all.
I love you.
No. We love each other. But it's not enough, is it? It's all the rest of it. Not being able to see you when I want to. All the sneaking around. Wanting to tell people about you and having to pretend you don't exist.
I should have never let this happen.
I had as much to do with it as you did.
I'm old enough to know better.
You mustn't feel responsible for me, you know. You mustn't. Moment just slipped by. Last moment when we could both have walked away without anybody getting hurt. It's getting a bit messy now, isn't it?
Yes, I guess it is. The better it is, the worse it is.
I want you to make love to
me. Just came spilling out something.
What exactly did you say?
That I met someone I was very fond of and I didn't know what I was going to do about it.
Don't you?
No.
What did she say?
That she'd have to think about it.
It sort of changes things, doesn't it?
Maybe.
I just don't see myself in the role of homebreaker. What's she like?
I thought you didn't want to know anything about her.
Is she pretty?
Yeah.
Prettier than I am?
Different.
Do you have a picture of her?
No.
Oh, come on, you're lying. Show it to me. She's beautiful. Is that your daughter with
you? Yes.
Oh. She really is very beautiful. I don't know what you want with me.
If it were only that simple.
You love her?
I'm fond of her. I have a tremendous amount of respect for her.
She'd hate you for saying that.
I don't know what love is supposed to be after 18 years of marriage.
Were you in love with her then?
Couldn't stop touching her in those days.
Do you enjoy touching her now?
Look, sex isn't what it's all about, you know. I mean, it's a large part of it, but it isn't everything.
I never thought it was.
Well, I just don't want you to think that my marriage is a horror, because it's not. I mean, you develop a lot of common ground in 18 years. It's pleasant most of the time, and then there's my daughter.
Well, maybe we just ought to call it quits.
No, not yet.
It isn't going to get any easier, is it?
I don't know, but I don't want to think about not seeing you again.
Marry me, then. Oh, I shouldn't have said that. It's not playing the rules.
Look, I don't want to hurt you.
Of course you're going to hurt me. We'll hurt each other. That's what this whole affair is about now, isn't it? Pain. I thought I'd better tell you. I'm a couple of days late.
Oh, Lord.
It's nothing to panic about. I've been late before.
Well, then why bring it up at all?
I just thought I'd mention it.
What'll we do if...
I'm sure everything's going to be all right.
But what if it isn't?
They forgot to clean you again.
While she's cleaning the place, the Westinghouse oven's cleaning itself for less than 8 cents of electricity.
I wish this whole store was self-cleaning.
The labor-saving self-cleaning oven by Westinghouse. Get one for your house. You can be sure if it's Westinghouse.
Ansel Adams, conservationist, outdoorsman, considered the nation's finest nature photographer.
The U.S. Forest Service will plant a tree in a national forest each time someone test drives a Datsun between now and October 15th. That's a very worthwhile way to demonstrate Datsun value. Drive a Datsun. Plant a tree.
It turned out badly. I have some steaks in the freezer. It'll just take
no.
a few minutes.
No. I don't really want anything.
Are things getting rough for you at home?
Little.
Scenes?
No. No scenes. We're much too nice for that.
If I were her, I wouldn't be nice to you. I'd kill you.
I bet you would. What's the matter?
I suddenly felt very naked. Hold me. You frightened me. I'm sorry. I'm all right now. Well, let's have a drink or something. isn't really very much fun anymore, is it?
Look, is there anything new?
No. I told you, it's too early to start worrying.
Well, when do we start worrying? In the maternity ward?
I'd love to have your baby.
Now that's a brilliant thought.
A lot of single women do these days. I'm quite serious.
Will you stop this nonsense?
It isn't nonsense to want to have a baby by somebody you adore. Oh, you'd love to get clear of this whole mess right now, wouldn't you?
I don't. But if you keep this up, I will.
You don't have the guts to... I'm sorry, darling. I didn't mean that. I don't know what I'm saying anymore.
Look, we've got to stop tearing at each other.
I love you.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
You're not real, you know. You may think you're real, but you're not.
What am I then?
You're a beautiful fantasy girl. You're everything I ever imagined about love, so you can't be real.
I am real. Touch me and see. My lord? A hearty breakfast. It's another one of those ordinary things I don't know about you.
I eat like a horse.
Sorry, no oats.
Bacon and eggs will do. Buttered toast, marmalade.
Not gonna get the chance, am I? To learn everything I want to know about you? To learn how to please you? It's no good, is it? It's just no damn good. No, don't touch me. Leave me alone. I wish I were dead.
Don't talk like that.
I do. I wish I were dead.
Oh, don't, darling.
I don't care. How do you think it feels being with you like this, loving you, and knowing that it's just going to end? Tomorrow or the next day or the next? I can't bear it anymore. I just can't bear it.
Darling, please.
No. I don't want you to touch me anymore. I want you to go. Just go away.
Please, listen.
No, I don't want to see you anymore. It hurts too much.
Darling, please.
Just go away and leave me alone. Can't you understand that? Just leave me alone. Leave me alone.
For a moment, you were going to stand me up.
I don't know what I would have done if you hadn't phoned. Oh, news bulletin. It's nothing to worry about. It happened last night.
Oh, that's just great. What a relief.
Yes. Is everything all right at home?
Of course it's not all right.
Any new developments?
Nothing's changed.
Marry me.
Please don't.
Darling. good to you. You won't be sorry. I promise you.
Stop.
I'll do anything you want. I'll do anything. You can have other women.
I don't care. Stop hurting yourself, please.
I just don't want to be alone.
There's nothing I could do.
Darling, don't leave me alone. Please, marry me.
Don't you understand? I can't. I had to see you just once more. It's been so long.
I wanted to see you too.
You're looking marvelous.
Thank you.
It's always a surprise to me how pretty you are. How have you been?
Oh, I'll live. I didn't think so for a while, but I do now.
I'm glad.
Is everything all right with your family?
They're fine. Maybe in some ways better than before.
Well, at least they know where they stand now, don't they?
Yes, I think that's it.
We're two strangers sitting in a park.
We weren't strangers.
Weren't we? I wonder.
I loved you.
Yes, we loved each other. But it was a long time ago.
Are you sorry it happened?
No. I'll never be sorry it happened. Take it easy on the young broads, Harry Hartthrall. You're pretty devastating, you know.
Be happy.
Goodbye, you poor, horrible, lovely man. Miss me a little.
I'll never forget you.